So when we're talking about terracotta, this product consists of five different groups of elements. Can you walk us through what we're talking about here in terms of those five different groups?
Certainly. So our most common element that is in terracotta is the polyacrylamides, hydrogels, or another simplified term is polymers or water crystals. So they hold and stock the water that is held within the soil. Then we have a slow-release fertilizer, a quick-release fertilizer, a root stimulant powder, and a carrier component, which in Terracotta Universal is lava or pyroclastic rock. And then within our Terracotta Turf product, we have zeolite. So each of those products work. We use the word synergy within our organization. They work together in synergy to bring life to plants so that they can start to establish quicker, and they have all the necessary ingredients in that soil for them to benefit later on. So the product actually lasts around 10 years, but the fertilizer component of that product gets used up pretty quickly because the plants are searching out further and deeper for nutrient, and they use that as they grow. And the polymers that we use within our product, they're certified as non-toxic, so they have been, I think we've got a sorry, not I think, I know we have a statement from the Belgian Food Safety Council, or the food safety people in Belgium, to say that they are of food grade quality and non-toxic. So one of the classic phrases that we use in our terracotta world is you can actually eat the product. Not that we recommend that, but you can actually take a spoonful of the polymers and quite safely eat them. And that's the difference between our polymers and other polymers and water crystals on the market. The research that we've done over the course of 25, 27 years is that our polymers keep changing and newer ones come to market, and we swap them in and out so that we have the best of the best polymers that is available within the world. And the research that goes into those polymers is if they don't meet a certain criteria on water holding capacity versus release back to the plant, then they won't make it into the product. So we work on a scale of, if our polymers can hold 9 liters of water per 100 grams, we want at least 95% of that water readily available back to the plant.